Okay, today's Perek Kuf Zayin in Tehillim 107, and this is the Perek of Hoda'ah. Perek of Hoda'ah, the source of this the source of the Dalet Srichon Lehodos. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos that the source of that is here in this Perek. This is a somewhat of a longer Perek, but repeated over again is the Chiyuv and the encouragement to give a Hoda'ah, Hodu Lashem Kitov. Kili Olam Chasdo is the beginning of the parak, and we go through all the geulim, all of those that were redeemed. The Gemara says in Brachas Dafnon Dalad Amabes, Amar Vyuda Marav, Arba Tzrichim Lahodos. There are four that have to give hoda, to give thanks to Hashem. And the maybe related to this is the Chiv to Sibrach Sagomel. Yarde Hayam, those who go down to the sea. Holche Midbaros, those that walk in the desert. Umisha Yacholav and Israpeh. Those who are sick, we'll see. All of these are mentioned in the parak. And those who were in jail, viyatsa, and he went out. And everyone, we learn out from the psukim that the Gemara describes in our parak. And the Gemara continues. He had to be doing in front of a minion, a tent. As we'll see. For Marzuch Amar, Shemina Rabbanan, interesting, two of them had to be Rabbanan because the Pasuk says, Uba Moshe Zakenim Yehaleluhu will be in our, that's the end of that Pasuk. But that's the halacha. Interesting that the parak starts off with Hodul Hashem. And it's like an encouragement and calling out, right? The Das Mikra says here, it's as if Shliach Tzibur Poseach Bekriya El Kahal Hanochachim Kulol Odos Hashem. Right, the author is announcing, La'achar mikan who kare es al hanashim shayi b'tzor v'noshu. After he calls out, give thanks, then that's the structure of the parak is each of them, it goes through the four of those who have to give hoda. I saw in the Imre Baruch, he quotes, what's the first pasuk of Hodul Hashem? Sometimes, ein balanis makir beniso. Right, sometimes you're involved, but you don't realize the hodah that you're going through. Sometimes we have a nace happening, but you know we don't realize it. So he writes there in Parsha Sav, Leficha Chiktim. He quotes this from the Hafla. Leficha Chiktim ba'amar hodu l'Hashem ki amru Chazal ki in mal nace makir beniso ki ma rav raba tuvo shehitzila kadosh baruch hu shelo rav lo bali desakana klal. And therefore ki the olam chasto, it's always. We have to recognize that Hashem is always with us. V'royal kolecha lachsho b'libo v'chol eis kuhilu hayaroe es ha-sakana v'nitzal mimenu. To always see the sakana and that you're safe from it. She'az ha-yachayev alav lahodos. If you feel the sakana, so then you will realize how much we have to give hodah. Kavachomer k'shakadosh baruch hu yitzilu shlobali sakana klal v'chulu. So that's the me'ikare avodas ha'adam. Lahakir ha-nisim she'b'chol yom imanu, to recognize the nisim. Eich she'tamen ha-kadosh baruch hu mashgiach. Hashem is always. And that's why the end of the parak, right? This is the beginning. You have the encouragement, Hodul Hashem. And then all the way at the end of the parak, we also have Mi Chacham the Yishbar'elah, who is wise to guard this, to hold on to the feeling, the Yizbonenu Chasdi Hashem, and understand the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? It's an avoda. It's an avoda to recognize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us and be modeh on it. I saw in one of the Mefarshim talk about maybe that's the deeper pshat of the Medrash says in Vayechi that one, though, after the brothers buried their father, buried Yaakov Avinu, they go to Yosef and they say, Vayir es Yosef ki meis avihem. The brothers saw that their father died and they say to Yosef, no, please don't take revenge. Right? Well, what the Medrash says, what is that? What did they see? They saw, they passed the pit. They passed the pit, and Yosef made a bracha. Baruch ha'makom sha'anasi linais b'makom hazeh. And l'chora, right, it's quoted in the Kimot Shel Rav here from Chaim Shmulevitz. Well, he was fulfilling a halacha. What if he passed by the pit and didn't make a bracha? Then it would be a violation. So what does it mean that they got scared? The answer is because they knew that he was really re-experiencing. Because in order to give proper hodah to the nais, you have to go back into that sara. You have to go back into that feeling and then give hodah. So if you're going back into that feeling, they realize that if he was there, that would not be good for them. But that's the message of this parak. It starts off and ends off with the encouragement to give hodah. Says the Radak, Hamizmar hazeh hu nemar al arba'a Yichdu Mitzara Lervacha, from the four that went Mitzara Lervacha, Utzrichim Lahodos. El Utzrichim Sheyodu Ki Ba'onesh Avonim, recognized that it was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole experience from the Tzara to the Yeshua. So this is all this parak. Here we go. Yom Regule Hashem Asher Ga'alam Yatzara. Those, the ones that are Ge'ulim, are mentioned the redemption from any tzar. Umearotos kibsam, and from all different lands, Hashem gathers them and brings them the Yeshua. Be Mizrach umimarav mitzafon umiyam, east, west, north, yam. What's yam? So yam usually is west, but we already said west in the pasuk. So the Radak says velo derech darom. It doesn't say south. It says west twice. It doesn't say south. Ki hu ma'ata yishuv mikol afeos. Nobody lives in the south. Maybe near the equator, he's looking down, and there, nobody lives in the south. He didn't realize it was a southern hemisphere. And therefore, it's very few. If you look at Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, he quotes from other psukim in Tanakh that yam maybe means south. And it's all four directions here. Mizrach Mairav, Safon Meyam. So now we have number one, the first of the four. Toa by Midbar. Be Shimon Derech Ir Moshav Lo Matzo. Those who are wandering in the desert, Re'evim Gam Tzmeiim, they could become hungry and thirsty. Nafsham Bahem Tisatov, their soul becomes weary, right, on them from hunger and thirst. Vayitzaku Al Hashem Batzalem, and they call out and they cry out to Hashem during the tzaras. Umimitzuko Sehem Yatzilem, Hashem saves them. Vayadvichem Bederech Yishor, Hashem leads them. Takes them out of the desert, lalechas el ir moshav, to go to a populated ear. Yodu lashem chasto, this pasuk is repeated in this parak. Yodu lashem chasto, v'niflo usav, l'bnei adam. Thank Hashem for his chesed and his niflos. Ki hisbiya nefesh shokeka, well, we know the song, Hashem satiated the yearning soul, v'nefesh re'eva miletov, and the nefesh, the hungry soul, with full of goodness. This pasuk of Vayitzaku el Hashem Batzar Lahem, and he will save you, that's also used in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Tezayin, in the Bavli, where the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Dalid Dvarim Mekarim Gzardino Shal Adam. There are four things that rip up the evil decree of a person. Ve'eluhain, Tzedaka, Tza'aka, Shinui Hashem, Shini Maisa. Charity, prayer, Shini Hashem, changing your name. Right, the Ron here says that's the marker for changing a name to get a Yeshua. But the Mefarshim say it doesn't mean you have to actually change your name. It just means you have to look at yourself as a new person. Vishini Maisa. Right, Rashi, Ritva here. We discussed that in other Tshuva Shirim. But one of them here is Tsa'aka. Where do you get Tsa'aka from? The Gemara says, Dichsi, Vayitzaku al Hashem, Batsar Lahem. As you call out to Hashem when you're Batsaris, Umi Mitsuko Sehem Yotziim. Hashem takes you out of your Mitsuka. So that is all number one, Midbar. Number two, Yoshvei Choshech Vatzalmaves, those in jail. So usually jails are dark and dreary. So Yoshvei Choshech Vatzalmaves, Asirei Aniu Barzel, those who are captive. Kihimru Imrekel, and we acknowledge, we assume that our tzaras are because of our actions. Va'atzas Elyon Na'atsu, and people who went against the Eitza of Hashem, which are the mitzvahs, right? The Eitza, look at the Radak. They went against Imrekel, and Atzas Elyon, Imrekel, Hodia Kevavonam Nishbu, Lefisha Himru, Imrekel, Behem, HaMitzvahs Shesiva Lebnei Adam. Mitzvahs that were given to us. Ki lo Lebnei Yisrael of Adam Nemru, HaMitzvahs, Ki lo Kalagayim Nemru. That's why, because the mitzvahs, the words of Hashem, all nations have to follow the words of Hashem. Some have seven, some have 613. Shehivdil Yisrael Mena Umos, Be Mitzvahs Yeseros, Shetziva Behem. So the Torah is called Imrekel, and Atzas Elyon. So the recognition is that one who is going through tzaris, this one is specifically in jail. We are humbled. And they call out again, and they scream out, from the mitzuka they are saved. Hashem takes them out of the darkness. Breaks off their shackles. And again, the pasuk. Yodu Hashem chasdo v'nifla osav l'vnei adam. Give Hashem thanks for his chesed and his wonder. Kishi bar dalsos dechoshis. He broke down the metal doors that were holding you inside. Ubriche barzel gideya. And the copper locks he cut down. So this is number two. So far we have those who are in the midbar and those who are in the jail. Look at the Rambam. Two points first. First the Malbim. The Malbim notes that here it says vayizaku. By the jail, it says, Vayiz Aku. And earlier, by the midbar, it says, Vayitz Aku. right, change of a letter from the tzadi and the zayin. What's the difference? The Malbim says, za'aka is less extreme. You're in jail. You still have the physical protection of the walls and the roof. The midbar is totally out in the middle of nowhere. That's worse. That's a louder scream also and a more intense and deep scream. That's vayitzaku. So that's the Malbim discussed here. Vayitzaku ba midbar ba yam amar vayitzaku ubechole vayisasura amar vayizaku ki tza'aka gedola miza'aka. That's what he says. Because ki sakanes haya vahamidbar gedola yoser mi choli umi ma'asar. That's the Malbim. Maybe, I don't know, but maybe part of where the Rambam got his lashon from is from this pasuk. The Rambam has a lashon, one of the most beautiful lashonos at the end of Hilchas Temura, where the Rambam discusses the idea of tameh mitzvahs and trying to explain mitzvahs. Ava mishakol chukei haTorah gezeiro, same kamo shebiyarnu besof mi'ila. Even though all the laws of the Torah are really chukim, or so to speak, gzeros, ra'uil is bonim b'hem, but it's appropriate to study them. The kol shatay yachol itein lo tam, tein lo tam. Whatever you can give a reason for, you know, study tameh mitzvahs. The Rambam says it's a good idea. And the Rambam writes this in Mishnah Torah, right? Not just in the Mor Nevuchim. Hari Amar Chachamim, Hari Shonim, Shahamelach Shlomo, Hevin Rova Ta'amim, Shakol Chukei HaTorah. And then he goes into, you know, what their reason for the Isser of Temura, because somebody wants to commit to something good, and then the Torah knows that deep down a person might change their mind, but really this is what you want to do. So, yard the Torah l'sof machsheves ha'adam v'ksas yitzor hara she'tivo shaladam no tel harbos kinyano v'lachos amamono. So you're going to change your mind. Fine. And then the Rambam says at the end, the kol elu advarim all mitzvahs k'dei lakuf yitzro ulesakin de'osav are to force to channel his yitzer and to fix his midos. And here's the line: v'rov dinei haTorah einan ela eitzos me'rachok migadol ha'eitza. The dinim of Torah are advice from afar, from the great advisor. Eitzos me'rachok migadol ha'eitza. L'sakin amadeos uliyashik alamasim. So the David Melech here says, what are the Torah laws called? Atzas Elyon, right? The Eitza of Hashem. So maybe that's where the Rambam gets it from, at least partially here, that the mitzvahs are Eitzos Me'rachog Migadol Eitza, because here this pasuk talks about somebody who rejects Torah is rejecting the Eitza. So that is all number two. So we have so far, again, Midbar and Yisura. Number three, Evilim Miderach Pisham. Those are their fools that go away from the Derech, right? So that pasuk doesn't mean chole, but we'll see. That's what I mean, because we're going to talk about refuah, but the Rashi quotes here, be surei chalaim, right? It's talking about people who are sick. Umeyavonoseim yis'anu, and they'll be suffering because of their sins. Kol ochel tesaev nafsham, any food they hate, right? People who are sick sometimes have no appetite. Kol ochel tesaev nafsham, says the Mitzudas David, kedera chachole hamima'is ba'achila. Like sick people, sometimes that lose their appetite and we have to force them. Vayagiu achari maves, and they come, they're very ill. Vayitzaku el Hashem, and again, vayizaku batzar lohem mimitzukosim yoshiim. Again, they call out to Hashem. Hashem saves them. Yishlach devaro v'yir pa'im. Hashem sends them a refuah. V'malit mishchis osam, and they escape from their destructive state. And again, yodul Hashem chastov v'nivla osav l'vnei adam. Hashem, we give thanks to Hashem. V'yizbechu sefchei todah, give karbanos. V'yisapru ma'asav berina. And say over his ma'asim in song. That is all number three. The Rav Kook, we've mentioned in the past from Rav Neri, quotes Rav Kook, that we say, in Avinu Malkeinu Achzireinu b'tshuva shleima lefanecha. What's tshuva shleima? Tshuva, what's tshuva shleima? We all say it in Shmona Esrei. So he says, look at the next line of Avinu Malkeinu. Shlach refuah shleima. What's refuah shleima as compared to tshuva shleima? Refuah shleima. If a doctor only heals the symptoms and doesn't go to the root illness, somebody comes in and is complaining of back pain, and the doctor says, oh, you need new sneakers. The guy says, no, my feet are fine. My back is hurting. He says, no. I see the disease, the illness, the cause is in the legs, the support. So that's refuah shleima. So tshuva shleima, and that we ask Hashem to heal the illness, not just the disease, not just the symptoms. And that's tshuva shleima, not just healing the symptoms of our chet, but the root illness. So that's v'yir pa'im, Hashem will give refuah. Hashem will give refuah, because ultimate refuah is from Him. I also saw one of the mafarshim say, yishlach v'yir pa'im, that's the doctors, who Hashem sends as the shlichim, v'malei mishchis osam, and Hashem has to help them escape from their destructive elements. Maybe those are side effects. Sometimes refuahs are important and you need them. Rachman al-Islan, chemo. could heal, but it also destroys. There are such terrible side effects. So Hashem is the one that can help escape from those discussions. And we bring Zivchei Toda v'Sabru Ma'asabrina. Yardei Hayam and Aforth. Yardei Amba Anios, those who go down to sea in the boats. Otsei Malacha b'mayim Rabim. They go into the depths. To go into the depths. Hema Ra'o Ma'asi Hashem. They will see Ma'asi Hashem v'niflo Sabim Sula. Right, they see Ma'asi Hashem. The Parsha Peshat might be they're always in danger. The Mishnah says at the end of Kiddushin. I think it's the Mishnah. Sapanim Ruban Chasidim. Right, those who are on boats are mostly pious because you have to be nervous and worried when you realize that you're in God's hands. That's similar to what when the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph that Emuna is a Seder Zrayim. So Tosas there quotes the Rishalmi that you have to have Emuna to be a farmer because you're in God's hands about the rain. So same thing with this water. I saw it quoted B'Shem the Pnei Yoshua that sometimes you can have a sailor or somebody who goes out to sea that just recognizes the sea and its wow and its majesty. And then you have somebody who dives in and delves deep and sees the corals and sees the underworld and realizes how deep the sea is. The same thing with the Yama Torah, says the Bnei Yoshua. You can have someone who goes through Shas, who goes through sources and understands it superficially and it's nice and beautiful, it's enjoyable. But one who goes to the depths of the understandings of the sugyas. So that's something that gives a deeper understanding. That's what it says here. It says, Osei Malacha b'mayim rabim, Hemaro Ma'asi Hashem. They will see the Ma'asi Hashem, b'nifla osa b'msula, they will take it with them. So these are all four that you have. But let's continue first the Yam. V'yom rabi amed ruach sa'ara v'tromim galav. The waves stop, v'yalu shamayim. The waves go up and down. Yom erodu mahomos. Nafsham barat tismogag. A sailor is very scared. There's waves up and down. Yachogu v'yonu kishikoran. And it shakes the boat like a drunkard. V'chol chachma sam tispalo. And all their chachmos and it's swallowed up. Vayitzaku al Hashem and their tzoik. So again, in the Yam and in the Midbar, you have tzaaka, like the Malbim says. Vayitzaku al Hashem batzalohem mi mitzuko sehem yotziim. Hashem will save them. Yakem sa'aral dvama. The sea will calm. Vayechashu galeim and the waves will be quieted. Vayismachu and the sailors will be happy ki yishtoku as the waves became quiet. Vayanchem amuchos chavsham and Hashem will lead them to wherever they're going. Again, yodu Hashem chasdo the nifla osav. Livnei Adam. So that's the fourth one of the Dalet Shetzrichin Lahodos. Dalet Shetzrich Lahodos. So we have to use the opportunity. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish Tes in Arachayim says this is the source for the Halacha of Dalet Shetzrichin Lahodos. Yordi Ayam Kshalu Mimena in Kshalu Mimena. Meaning you have only when you're completely saved. Some say it's Meduyak can hear this pasuk. Vayanchim and he leads them El Mechos Chefsam. When they come to their mechos chefsam, where they're going, so then yodu l'Hashem chasdo v'nifla osav livnei adam. V'romemuhu bikal am, and you shall praise them amongst the multitudes. That's the source for minyan, as the Gemara said. Uv'moshav zekenim yahaluhu, the havamina that you need, rabbanim also. We mentioned a number of times in our shiurim. We don't have to mention it again, but it's appropriate to mention it again. And that's the nitziv. And it says comment in Tzav that there's a mitzvah of hodah l'Hashem, but then there's a mitzvah of gilui l'rabim. Two separate issues, and he goes through the whole park and Tehillim relating to those two. Here it is. B'kahal am yaseim naharos la'midbaru motzei mayim l'tzimon. Hashem can make rivers into deserts and deserts into rivers. Eretz pli l'mlecha, a fruit pasture orchard to a salty, dry, arid land. Meiraz yoshveva, if there's evil of those who live there. Yaseim midbar la'agamayim, the midbar become water. Eretz sila motzei mayim. Vayoshev shamer evim, Hashem will put the hungry people there. Vayikodedu ir moshav. Make it from Hungary to a whole city by Yisru Sados. This is saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of all factors of our life that are outside of our life. He'll give you rain. He'll give you animals. And you can go the opposite. Go down. So basically, the parak notes, Hashem is in charge. And be thankful when he gives you Yeshua. The parak ends off. Again, there were a couple of backwards nuns that we had in this parak. But the parak ends off. Yiru v'yisharim v'yismachu. Those who are straight shall see and be happy. V'kol av l'kaf zapia. The sins will close up their mouth. Mi chacham v'yashmar ela. Who is a chacham? And guards this. As we said, this is another connection to the beginning of the parak. Mi chacham, be wise. Be wise to recognize everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Mi chacham, the Baruch Haim quotes from that he's mentioned before. Chacham is chatzi kos malei, Rashi Tevis. Because sometimes nobody has a perfect life. Everybody has issues and things. But chacham, chacham, kos malei, to focus on that and try to daven for Yeshua's for all the other difficulties that we have. The Yishmarila, and guard it. Don't let the feeling subside. Keep strong the feeling of Hodot HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Yizboninu. Have Yizboninus on Chasdei Hashem. We'll have to stop here.